Well, it came to pass that anti-fascist action finally found yours truly up in the north, up in the frozen tundra, where he was hiding in his Nazi shack, you know, recording propaganda radio. And, you know, it was a shock to begin with. I don't know if people have been in shock. You know, there's stages of, stages of shock, how you feel the strength of the feeling, I guess. But it wasn't unexpected. I mean, I haven't really tried to be hidden or secret about what I'm doing. And they're kind of suggesting in this article, I can paste that for you so you can follow along. You can see some nice pictures of different kinds of Nazi marches we've been doing. But yes, when I first read it, I thought, well, now the cat's out of the bag. But I kept reading it. I read the whole thing. It's very thorough. Like, these people have put some time into describing your friendly Nazi next door. That's what I think they tried, or not tried, but what they managed to capture. Because I said in an early version, or early episode of this podcast, I had one of these after-school specials that I used to record back then. I was saying that I just wanted to be a friendly face for National Socialism. I want to be a part of normalizing this ideology so that we can all show our faces on the streets one day and we can bring our children to our marches without these fucking idiots throwing rocks at us. You know, that is my main goal. And I think by putting this article out, they think that they're slandering me, but none of this stuff is really secret because it's available on the internet where they found it. So this isn't some sort of secret intel where they've been infiltrating the movement. They've just found my Facebook. And my Facebook hasn't been updated for 10 years, or 7 years, I would say. And it's pretty degenerate, man. It is my past, and it is what kind of, like what you were saying, Mike, regarding cannabis, for example. It's the bug man's drug. Like, if you want to sedate yourself, I don't know, just disappear, you smoke weed and you play video games. It is, you know, like relaxing. It's like disappearing. It's like you don't care about anything. And if you don't get exposed to certain information or see any hope, like you just see the empty void that is our society, like that I detest more than anything, all the progress that is going on is for the worst. So I understand why people want to get high. I understand why people want to disappear. They don't want to think about this stuff. But when you find a solution, the final solution to this degeneracy, it is your duty to fight, to get engaged, and to do everything you can to make the best out of the future for, if you don't have children, for everyone else's Nordic babies, you know. But it came to be that I became a father, I became a husband, and you know, I started caring about stuff, you know, and the best way that I can secure a future for Nordic babies is to be as involved in the Nordic resistance movement as possible, you know. So when they slander me with my druggy past and then say that I'm a horrible Nazi now doing Nazi radio, I'm not ashamed of my past, and I'm very proud of being a member of the Nordic Resistance Movement. It has brought a lot of purpose to my life finding National Socialism, reading Mein Kampf, and understanding, you know, Adolf Hitler. So that's some of my thoughts on this.